No. It doesn't exist for
you. It doesn't? It's only once it gets damaged?
It means that it's omed l'kach. But when there's going to be a hazard, there's going to be chaloshibur on the shore.
So it's before.
So how? Yeah. Can't have shibur in the river.
It's
omed
l'kach is not the same thing saying that it's without.
No, but that's ma'akev. The fact that
whenever the hazard's going to happen, the sheep is going to be chal on my shore, prevents me handing over that kli of tashlumin to somebody else. He doesn't have the chefzer shel tashlumin. How could I have to be chal on tashlumin? Right? Okay, our man, is it clear?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's correct.
But then it can be Moser. Can it be Moser the Chiyah Shmir?
Can it what?
Can it be Moser the Chiyah Shmir to somebody else? Because of that's a subsequent factor. He's being Moser the Chiyah Shmir to the Shem Achino. Can he do it or can't he do it?
He can't. He can't because the Shem Achino doesn't have what to pay with. Right. In other words, since the fee of Tashlumin is going to come from the shore, whether you like it or not, so it's always going to be Tashlumin Bailam.
So now the Shomachino is going to have to repay the Baal.
Exactly.
Yeah, but why? You didn't have a huge mirror on that. We're going to come back to that question. You only had a huge mirror to guard it against the loop getting lost.
No, that's what he does have. He has a chi of shmir to guard against getting lost. But he doesn't have a chi of tashlumen to the nizik. So therefore, the bailam have to pay because that's the only way to pay. And then the shomer, because he caused it, has to reimburse him.
Okay, so that's where the whole issue of Brahma comes in with Rukhaim.
Well, no, when he's not that sophisticated.
We did that, though.
We did the Gemara?
Yeah, the Gemara.
But not at this point.
No. But let's start.
You're saying you reimburse, the Shomer reimburses the Baal because the Shomer is good Baal, and the Baal pays the Nizak because the Shomer is good Baal. He's five and he's up. You know?
That's right. Okay, so the problem is how could it be Moder and Mifter? Okay, so now let's continue. Vashe Yirem Mokrach Bazer. Okay, somebody? We're on. If you have the old Reb Chaim, it's the fifth line down. Vashe Yira Mukhach Mizeh.
You want some else here?
Yeah.
Vashe Yira Mukhach Mizeh. Diva MS. Up Iker Nefilas Ashur Liyad Hamiza. Lo Shai Klau. Lemichaive Lishomer Midin Shmir Skufa. So, on the fact that the shore, the Nizak grabs the shore, it doesn't make sense at all to be Mechayev Shomer because Shmir is Kufa. He's responsible for the act itself. Even the Nizak Goveo Bechovo Shabbailam, because the Nizak is being go over the shore because of the debt that the Bailam have. They're being go over the shore of the Bailam in lieu of the debt of the Bailam. Umasha Bailam Porim Bechovam in a Shaykh of Din Hezek, Shemechayev Avur Shomer. And the fact that the Bailam are paying back their debt, I guess with their animal, is not shaykh at all to the fact that the damage to the object that the shomer is responsible for. You don't say like there's a hezek occurring here, and therefore the shomer is responsible. Because the bomb is just paying off their debt with their own object, it's not a hezek. The inban ladon din chiv shomer malzeh gufe. And if you want to be down on this very point, that through the Shomer's Shia and through their Dorian, the Bailam to have a Chiyuv to begin with, they caused the very Chiyuv itself. Forget about the Gova, the being Gova the Chiyuv, but the very Chiyuv the Shomer was responsible. Therefore, Shayan, they caused the Bailam to have a Chiyuv. There is no idea of Shmir to prevent a liability to the Baal. The Roman Tzimun, Din Shmira, Rak Al Gufa Roman Atzma, you only find the idea of Shmira to protect the object itself, not to prevent the object from causing a liability to the owner. Rabbi Kamar Gemara, so, Atlav Torah Bai Shlomidi, and the Gemara's point that you have to reimburse me for the loss of my shore. The Mevorb is that the Shomer is Chai Vashad Nabal in the Mare Shore. That's clear that there is a case where the Shomer is responsible to reimburse the Bailin for the value of the shore. Umshin the Be'emes, Kilo the Shom, Nichos Utachas of Island, Umkim Achir Shach the Shomer. Because there's a separate halacha of the Shomer and Nichos Utachas of Island, vis-a-vis the Chi of Nizakin itself. The Shomer itself is as a primary Chok to Nisa. The Gan Mishor Tam, the Chi of Migufo, Gamkin Chai of Yuva al Shomer. The Shami Gufa Shor. So even by a short time, there is a primary fee of Mizakim to pay from the Gufa Shor if the Shomer is responsible to the Mizak. To pay from the Gufa Shor. The after the Shor is Rusha Abilam, even though the Shor is owned merely by the Abilam, and Komakum Kivan Shemasu the Shomer, Shashomi Nichmas Tachu, the Chivas, Chiva, Chovas, and Mizakim, since the Abilam gave it to the Shomer. With the understanding that the Shomer is going to be nichnas tachta for the chiyuv of nizikin, al kein shaper chayav b'mesirasa hachdina shehanizak yifra migufo shel shor b'shvil chiyuvo shel hashomer. Therefore, it makes a lot of sense that the nizak can be gova the shore of the bialim for the chiyuv of the shomer himself. Asher al kein shaper habedina the shomer tzarech l'shalom b'meshora. And since that's the case, it makes a lot of sense that the Shomer has to return the Bnei Ashor, he has to pay the Bnei Ashor to Nizak. The Kivan de Bechobo, Hushinefashor la Nizak, since the animal is now being collected by the Nizak because of the Chiyuv of the Shomer, was a primary responsibility to Nizak. The Ukim, Haninsa, de Mikoko, Hushinefashor yad Nizak. So therefore, it's because of the Shomer that it came from him that the Nizak was Gova the animal. Not because of the chiyuv of the baal, because of the chiyuv of shomer. Al kein shaper havi zos bechal shmiras gufo shemischai mitam shomer. Now the shomer is responsible to the baal to pay him back because he didn't watch the object properly, and the object was collected in lieu of the debt that the shomer has released. Even ikar hefsedo shall shor fall yadu, because the ikar hefsed loss came from the shomer, not because of the chiyuv of the baal.
Okay, this is critical. This is the service.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is he saying? I mean, clearly, let's get this clear. Yeah.
I think you're making a major distinction between when the Nizak is go over the shore. He definitely is supposed to be the shore of the Nizak. So if he's going go over in lieu of a chov that the violin has for the Nizak, or in lieu of the chov the shomer has for the Nizak? That's like the main...
Well, say again, huh?
Like the main difference he's saying is that when the Nizak is go over the shore, the gufo, when he's go over in lieu of a debt that the violin has for the Nizak, so then the Shomer is not responsible to reimburse the Baal in that case. Because he says to the Baal, they just took your animal because of the debt that you had. But when the Nizak is go to the Shor Tam because of the debt that the Shomer has to the Nizak, right? Because the Shomer has a prime responsibility, and the Nizak is go to the Shor because of that debt of the Shomer. So then the Shomer has to reimburse the Baal because they did it for Shmir Skufo, they didn't watch the Shor properly. Because the animal is taken because the Shomer is here.
You say it again, though.
The first step he's saying is that there's the main difference with if the Nizak is go over the short down because of the debt that the Bailam has to the Nizak. So then the Shomer's pocket and everything. Because he said, they took your animal for the Baal in lieu of the debt that you had. That's not even a Hesek. You didn't suffer a loss. You had a debt and you paid off your debt with your object.
Right.
But if the Nizak is go over the short because of the debt that the Shomer has to the Nizak, so then the Shomer has to reimburse the Baal because he paid off his own debts with the Baal's animal. So the Baal says, hey, Shmir's Gufo, you didn't watch this animal properly. I lost my animal because of your debts. And now there's a din of Shmir's Gufo that you have to reimburse me for my animal. But not so when the animal is taken for a death of the Bilam half. Because where's the Hezek now? Bilam had a death. And their animal was taken to pay off their own debts. And you're going to say, who caused the Bilam to have a debt to begin with? Yeah, the Shomer caused the debt. That's just Grum.
That's only a Grum.
It's just a Grum. You caused him to have a debt. That's...
So how would you put the two swords, the Havamina and the Maskana, in her plan? Havamina was, you can't do it, the Bilam's Tashlum. Maskana, the Bilam's Tashlum. Because since it's Medufa, so you can't give over the Chiyuva.
Who has the
Shomer
of Chiyuva of Mizakin? In that question?
Yes.
Can you give over the
Shmir's
Mizakin to the
Shomer? Right. In other words, the question is, what's the arrangement between the Bilam and the Shomer? Do I say the arrangement is that the Bilam are really Chayavim because the Tashlumin has to come from them? So they have to be the ones that are Chayavim. And they can't give over these Chayuvim to the Shomer. Right? Or do I say no? That just because the chi of Tashlumin is fixed on the shore doesn't obviate me from transferring my chiyuvim to the shomer. I transfer my chiyuvim to the shomer, and I say to the shomer that if you're mazik, you're chayiv, and you're going to have to, and you will. I was allowing him to use this, but it's not enough allowing. In other words, he's saying to the Shomer, you're going to be chayiv in the Shmiras and the Zohar. But what are we going to do over here? You haven't got any money to pay. The payment has to come from the shore. So I'll tell you what we'll do. You'll pay from the shore. And because you're paying from my shore, that's going to be involved in Shmiras Gufa. It'll all be Shmiras Gufa. It's another form of Shmiras Gufa. What I'm doing is, I'm saying to you, you're going to have to pay from my shore. And because that's the way the law is going to set itself up. You have the chiyuvim, I have the tashlumin. So your doing that is being remiss in your chiyuv shmira, because you're giving away my shor. In other words, another way to, either if you don't want it, it gets lost or gets stolen, or if you use it to pay your debts. Right. And then you are, via dying, you're actually causing me the loss. So what I'm going to do is, instead of, in other words, do I say that because it's touching my Bilam, so it's not transferable? Or do I say no? Since there's a chi of Shmiras Gufo, it is transferable under the law of Shmiras Gufo. I'll include that in Shmiras Gufo. You're going to have to pay with my ox. That's a violation of Shmiras Gufo.
And the first side says again,
the first side holds that you cannot have a situation. The teretz is beautiful. Because he's just telling you very simply, your shmir is twofold. Okay, be careful now about one more thing. Make sure it's not stolen, make sure it's not lost. Make sure you don't pay your debts with mashur. That's another form of using mashur to pay your debts. It's another form of losing it. That's clear. The reason why the first way didn't hold that way was, because the first way didn't hold, it makes sense to say that somebody could pay somebody else's, somebody can pay for you even with somebody else's.
Right.
I think it kind of holds Tosus.
That's
it. Doesn't agree at all at this point.
Because he doesn't agree with that kind of a setup. But if you agree with that kind of a setup, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Right.
As long as you believe that a person can pay debts with another person's object, it works out beautifully.
Right.
According to the terrorists, is it saying that it's now the shomer's debt, or it stays the baal's debt?
No, it's the shomer's debt.
Oh, it's now the shomer's debt?
100%, because it's chayav in a zikin.
It's always the shomer's debt.
Always.
Isn't it the baal's debt? Because it's
no.
It's short.
Well, that was the problem. The problem was, if tashlumin is from the baal, so how could the shomer be chayav? So then you're going to, because the tashlumin, you can't split it. Who's paying? Who's chayav to pay? The baal. So he's the one that's chayav. So now you're stuck. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? You can't make the shomer chayav. You come to an impasse. The baal has to be the one that pays, but he can't pay because he's not chayav. The shomer is the one that was the mazik. So the shomer can't pay because he doesn't have what to pay with. Mm-hmm. Our claim says that what's going to really happen there, if you had to be done on the case, that's why he has that part of it in bundle loving. Because when he says in bundle loving, because he's coming to an impasse, what's the Torah going to do here? One guy's got the money to pay, one guy's not, and one guy's got the chiv. You have the payment split up between two people. One guy's got tashlum and he's not chayev. The other guy's got the chiv, no tashlum. So you're stuck. Right? So Chaim says, no, you're not stuck. Why? Because what the Torah would say is that the nizak really has a right to the shore, because there was a hezekiah. There was a hezekiah. And the Bialim has the responsibility. Okay, the Bialim has the responsibility because there was a hezekiah. But there was a hezekiah. No, let me put this way. There was a hezek here, and the hezek automatically creates a shibud on the shore. Okay? But the shomer, the shomer caused the hezek, so he should be responsible. No, you can't make him responsible, because that was just a grummet. But you can't stop the shibud. That's our clients learning. That's why, in other words, you can't stop. Once the shore was mazik, it's between the shore and the nizik. The nizik is the shibud on the shore. Why? Because the shore was mazik. You don't say because the violin didn't cause it that there's no chiyuv there. Because the shibud is chal. As soon as it's mazik, the shibud is chal. That's what our clients are. You don't have to learn that. You could say, like I think Rabbi Meir wanted to say last week, right? that when you say chatzin as a migufo, when there is a chiyuv mezigin, but when there's no chiyuv mezigin, so there's no chatzin as a migufo. So both are moving apart.
It means no chiyuv at all.
Yeah. In other words, you could say and we should go over this point. Yes, so our plan does not, if we would say, we could say one observer is that the only chayav and chatzin as a migufo if you're a mazik. But over here the baal's not a mazik, so he's not chayav at all. The shomer is only a grandma, so they're both potter. Why is not Rafan going that direction? I would have gone in that direction. I would have said, and that can't be. And that can't be. So you have to say, just a second. In other words, like this. The question is, can somebody pay with somebody else's special money? So I would say like this. If you can't, if you hold, you can't, so they should both be pata. If you hold, you could, then you could have a system of the shomer, because he has a chiv of hashava l'bailam on the guf hadavar, so you can include this in shia in the gate to guf hadavar.
Right? That's his move, right?
What?
That's his move.
His move is that since you have a system already by Shomer of Shmiras Gufo, so you could sub, subsume. Right, exactly. Thanks. You could subsume it under Shmiras Gufo. It could be subsumed under Shmiras Gufo. You have three types of Shmiras Gufo: Zeila, Aveda, and your Hezer. So it's subsumed under Shmiras Gufo. That's beautiful. But if you're going to say the other way, that what? That if you're going to say that the Bialim have no chiyuv, if you're going to say that people can't pay with other people's money,
right?
So then the both should both be pata.
Well, the bottom is higher. It's more likely the bottom be higher than that case.
He's not a Muslim. But you see, I don't think he
has. Sure,
I'd like to think he has.
Bama and Muslim.
He says, "In Banu Ladun, Din Chiyuv Shama Malzeh Gufa." The Shalim, the Bailam, the Bnei Ashur, whom we shun the Be'emetz, given the Ashur, and if we see that as a Bailam in Cain, Achi of Shaykh Ashomer. The Rambam Shomer Tam, the Chiyuv in Gufa, Gantei Chachi, the Lashem Ashom, the Gufa Shur. Oh, that's the start. So, what is it for? Hashem, Mokhov, Bezeh, the Be'emetz, the Rikman, the Chiyuv Ashur, the Yaman, is it? The Shaykh, the Alam, the Chai, the Lashem, the Shomer's Gufa. Even the Nizik Dovo before Moshe Rabbeinu. The Masha Bailam Parum Bochovam, Eino Shayach Udin Hezit, Shemeskayev Rua Hashom. Yeah, that's right, but it's interesting that Rabbeinu never took up the possibility that they're both part.
Wasn't that Tosos Shabbat? Doesn't Rabbeinu do that in the Tosos paragraph?
Doesn't.
I'm just saying.
Why not? Why, I mean, I'd like to understand the logic of it. Why he doesn't do it? Why doesn't he say they both put them? And he still has his tithes.
They're both put there, and it's just a din in the short itself.
Right. What? Right.
Okay. I thought that's the way he learns to cut the whole process.
That's what I'm saying.
So the vision goes somewhere along those lines.
But just to say, forget about the Tosfos. What should happen logically if you cannot pay with somebody else's money? So the Bialim should be part of us, he's not Mazik. And the Shomer should be part of us, he's Grama.
It's still Shiva and Chatzah, huh?
That's what I want to understand.
Why isn't the Baal Chayav from Mama and Mazik?
What?
How do you get away with the fact that it's Mama Namazi? It should be kind of ultimately the Torah puts on a responsibility for you. You will own something.
Yeah, that's if you breach your Shmira.
If you breach your Shmira.
Mm-hmm. He gave it to somebody else. That's breach. You didn't have a response. No. You didn't do it properly.
That's the other
thing. You were responsible.
Right.
I don't get it.
Why do you say give it to somebody else who's not going to watch it? It's a lack of shmir.
That's not
right. No,
like give it over to a fool.
I understand, but you didn't give it over to a fool. That's the point.
So what?
He has a chiv shmir.
So what? But he breached his duty.
He didn't have a chiv shmir.
He breached his duty.
Who's the shomer, right?
So what? So how do you wash your hands from this? So you didn't work responsibly. You didn't give it to a guy.
The shomer doesn't have a chiv shmir.
You're playing games.
In this framework, he says the shomer doesn't have a chiv shmir. On the shmir's niskar.
Right,
the grand grump, a legal thing. That's
fine. So then, why the Baal should be kind of gave it to somebody. He's not going to watch
that, but the damages.
He takes it on the
fish. Your responsibility is to make sure this animal doesn't dog damage somebody.
Right.
By entrusting somebody to
not
going to
properly.
It's not responsible either. That's like a lack of shmir.
It's not a lack of shmir on the part of the Baal. He
gave it to somebody who's not going to watch him.
No, if he gave it over to a guy who's like a he gave it over to a guy who's a teepish, that's a different story. That you say.
Why? You give it to a guy who's not going to watch it.
Why?
You guys tell you I'm not going to watch it from the Zucker.
Oh, that's a different story.
No, that's the case. That's the case. Then we say good because you're not going to. So why is the guy going to protect it from damaging? He's not chayv, and it's a shmir of the Zucker. You need this guy. So that's not a legit. You can't give it over to a shomer like that. You're trusting a dangerous object and the protection of somebody who's not responsible.
The guy would say
that's a very dangerous thing to be doing.
What is it?
I see.
What?
What?
That's all I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was on, yeah. So the thing is like this, that the, I think you're right. In other words, the Pine's learning that the Shmira on the shore. What's the whole purpose of shmir? The whole purpose of shmir is that the nizik should get reimbursed. That you shouldn't have a case where the nizik suffers a damage and is not reimbursed. So you're not protected. He's not protected.
Somebody's got to be responsible.
He's not protected. So therefore, if the Bailam gives it over to somebody who's not responsible, because, in other words, what did he do? I gave my ox over to somebody, and I told him, you know, if you're responsible to me, if it's lost or if it's stolen. However, if it goes out and it does damage, you're pata. So where is my shmir? Where is my? I have an obligation. I don't have an obligation to watch my mom and mazik. I have an obligation to watch my mom and mazik for a reason, and the reason is that a nizik shouldn't lose.
Right.
I'll ask you a really stupid question. Why don't I say? And that's wrong. No, the answer is because there's no shmir. The answer is because that is no shmir. Yeah, in other words, if I give it over to somebody, yeah, that's like giving it over to Cheresh Rat Vukah.
It's just
pure, we heard. I'm giving it over to an irresponsible.
Guy's not chayiv, is irresponsible.
Right. That's right. Guy's not chayiv is tantamount to an irresponsible.
Right.
So the plan's right.
So that's why you have that possibility.
That's why you didn't give that possibility.
Baal would be fine.
Right. Okay, so it's beautiful. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So question. Go ahead further.
Question?
Yeah.
So in the, I mean, it sounds like if it's right into the deal, the Baal and the Shomer are right into the deal, that it should work like the Havim. Like he's not giving his rishus to pay his debts. With the
sword. I mean, if he wants to write into the deal that way?
Yeah.
He could do that, but then the bound would have to
pay. Oh, you could do that?
Yeah. Because the Gemara is a case where the Shomer says, I don't want to be chayav nizik again.
It's not Mekabel, right? It's not Mekabel of Nizik.
Yeah, I'm not Mekabel, right? So the boss.
Yeah.
But you can't have no bit of chayav.
Hey, can we define that question further? I don't know if we can. Just that question of can halacha create a situation where you're chayav to pay someone else's money?
Well, we're not up for that.
Yes, postponed
message. That's good. You're waiting to come.
Okay. But anyway, so I'm just assuming you could do something like that.
What?
I'm assuming that you could create a structure around it. And Tosso argues in that point. You'll define that?
What?
We'll define the question then?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Should these have a lower safety? I think so, right?
So how much better be Thursday, okay. Yeah, it's better if I start earlier, right?
Being king, Harry, if she did show me on the Bible, the high was then she smears Dufo.
So, has one engagement here.
Yeah. Right, he's just thinking, saying is now we can understand the Gemara's question that if the Shomer would have been known that he would have popped her, and the Gemara wasn't bothered by the fact that he still should be chayev because the smears Dufo to the Bible, because the Bible is still chayev, but not the Shomer does not for the Bible. So, why does the Gemara think? Our question was, why does the Gemara think that should work? It shouldn't have worked. The Shomer should have still been responsible for Shmir's Gufo because his adult didn't do anything to help the Bayim.
Right.
He's kind of like just reiterating the question we have right tomorrow. So I understand why that's not a good question. The theme of Varus, right? So now we can understand why that's more wasn't bothered by that problem. The Negi down by the Mechayuvim. It's true, the adult Shomer is not going to get the Bayim out of their field because they won't know that. But the hid Ha'odah the Shomer should work to remove the chiyuv of the Shomer himself to the Nizak. And the only reason the Nizak has the right to go to the shore now is because the Bailam became the chov, even though the Shomer was smoked. The Shomer is popular, but the Bailam is still chayiv. Below Machmas Tiv the Shomer. The king Shiv Hadar Bina. In a Shomer is chayiv, teshlum of the Bailam. So now you go back to this idea that it goes back to a situation where the Nizak is go over the shore because the chiyuv that the Bailam has to the Nizak. But like it was a chiyuv teshlum with the Shmir's Gufa, and now the Shomer doesn't have to reimburse the Baal. The Kumosh Shemitra, the Algar Maso, the Pshiyasa, Shetapa Kovas teshlum of Bailam, that's because it's chiyuv Shomer. Because the fact that he was going, he was Pshiyah, that the Bailam should have a chiyuv at all. Should have primary chiyuv for Nizak. So that is no way to be in Shmir. They try to prevent that, just a grama. Umeila de Hodasa Nifta Mishneyam, and he's in Mebailim. It comes out through the Shomer being Moda. He's part of the Nizak. And then he also becomes part of the Bailim because he only has a chiyuv. And the Shor is being Nikva through the Chov of the Bailim exclusively. He's there in the Parfa de Mar. Yitam Havim Gien Mifterina, Kilim de Hodasa Nifta de Gami. He's totally popular to both parties. If he's there, and you shall meet the Rambam, she call half dinner the Shom Chayav and Mahatsu the Meshor of Ireland. He was every time Shemir stood for. The Rambam included this aloha by a time that the Shom is responsible to reimburse the Bailam because the Shemir stood for. But how do you have to include that as a Bailam? She will become Shemir's Nisko. Why include both being together? He and his bar, the close the Shom is Shemir stood for the time. Shehezek, who gam came Mahatsu to the Shomer. She's Chayav the Shomer Nisko. But the only reason that the Shomer is responsible in terms of Shmir's Gufo to the Bailam is because the Shomer also has a chiyuv to the Nizak, Shmir's Nizka, and that's why the Shor is taken. The Yimkin Yisrael Kiyuva who rak ma shinishchayv v'ashlum v'nizka, the whole basis of the chiyuv to the Bailam is only because the Shomer had a chiyuv to the Nizak, v'zehu hadin nechutachas Bailam, which comes from the fact that he becomes responsible to the Nizak, his nechutachas Bailam.
Because the holy son of the chiyuv is because he's been chiyuv.
Yeah, and it's being taken to pay off his debt, the Shomer's debt.
Right.
So if it was taken to pay off the Baal's debt, so what's the Shomer responsible for? That's not Shmir's Gufo. You took your object to pay off your own debts. There's no Shmir's Gufo on that. And that's why once he's loaded, it just goes back to that case where the Nizak is go over the shore and move the Chov over the bottom.
Vis-a-vis the Bailam is over on Shmiras Gufa, right?
Which case?
In the case where the Shuratam is mazik, then he pays the guy.
And the Shomer has the chiyuv?
And the Shomer has the
chiyuv. Yeah, there's a Rosh Hashanah Kippur because he paid off his own debts with the Baal's animal. So that's like a pusher. You paid off your debt with my animal, I told you to watch it. You use it to pay off your debts.
Right.
But if the Baal pays off his own debts with his animal, what's the Shomer responsible for? The Shomer doesn't have a chiyuv to use that. But the Shmira, the Baal paid off his own debts with his own animal.
Yeah, but of course.
Yeah, it's just grandma. Mm-hmm. I caused you to have a debt. That's just your grandma.
It's not grandma.
No, but then those Baal means I, the Shmira's ties to the music directly. There you see his Mode's father. So he's not tied to the music directly. The new Baal paid off your own debt with your own animal. It's not a loss. There's no loss there. You got rid of the debt. The loss was that you incurred a debt. And I caused that. I'm just a grandma.
Mm-hmm. You tell me this was stuff of the sounds like a game. You tell me this was stuff of the Baal means I could go ahead and pay off the debt with your shore, but I'm not responsible to you. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, nichas sechah is about means
that's
you're tied to the Niza. Right?
Yeah, that, in other words, I can go ahead and pay off the debt to the Niza with your shaw, but I'm not going to be responsible.
No, that you're responsible.
Oh, I am responsible.
If you're nichas sechah,
yes. Oh, okay. So now Moda, I'm pater to him, but why not responsible to you?
Once you're Moda and pater, so all the nichas sechah b'alim is gone.
Why is that?
Because nichas sechah
b'alim. Well, Moda means that I don't have responsibility to him. Why
that's what nichas sechah b'alim means. You're tied to the Niza. Once you're Moda, you're not.
No, it doesn't mean that. If I'm not Moda, and he takes the shor, do I have to pay him the shomer?
Yeah.
Well, why? Yes. Why? It's only on the Nichlas HaKram is only to Misa, not to him.
When you paid off your debt with the Baal's object, and you're responsible to watch that object.
Okay, so
you use it to pay off your debts, and
so
you have to reimburse it to the object.
So you have to reimburse it too?
You're doing all of it. No, because if you don't have a fiat to Misa, and it comes out the Baal's paying off his own debts with his own money.
Which is grandma.
Yeah, and then, I caused a debt again. Yeah, oh, fine, I caused him to have a debt, which is grandma.
That's true.
But the actual smear's goofa, I mean, where's the loss? There's not a loss in there.
Yeah, stop with the
he has a debt, he pays off his own with his debt. There's no loss.
But that Baal is only to your benefit, not to your detriment. What does it mean if it's not a Baal?
It means that the shomer is a primary responsibility to the Misa.
Oh, it has nothing to do with the Baal, with the relationship to the Baal?
Correct.
And why should that be? That's ridiculous.
It's a category.